Summer Camp TO registration opens tomorrow, February 4, 2025, with a new program aimed to keep kids fed. Mayor Olivia Chow said the city is expanding its lunch program in schools, but this new program is focused on families who may rely on food banks to feed their children during the summer. "We know that 1 out of 10 Torontonians use the food bank and a third of them are kids, so obviously the kids are hungry in the summertime," she said, standing next to Don Valley West Councillor Rachel Chernoz-Lynn and Susan Wright, founder and executive director of Summer Lunch Plus, which provides food literacy and food skills curriculum to children. "That's why starting this summer 31,000 children participating in camp to programs will have access to nutritious food in mid-morning, because you know when your tummy is hungry and grumbling you just can't learn, make friends or play," Chow said. However, the new meal program isn't expected to provide much relief for Toronto's food banks. "It may help a bit for the local food banks, but unless the family earns more dollars or the housing cost won't be so high so they pay less rent and that they are financially more stable, they will still need to use food banks, unfortunately," Chow said. According to a joint report from Daily Bread Food Bank and North York Harvest Food Bank, 3.49 million people visited Toronto food banks in 2024, a 38% increase from 2023. "A lot of people that do use food banks do have a job, it's just the payment of their salary isn't enough because rent is so high," she said. That same report states 57% of food bank users listed cost of living as the main reason for their visit. "Food and financial security are at the forefront of many Canadian stresses, and programs such as these provide resources to those in need." Councillor Rachel Chernoz-Lynn, Left, Mayor Olivia Chow, Centre, and Susan Wright, the founder and executive director of Summer Lunch Plus. Humber etc., Nicholas Horvath. Rachel Chernoz-Lynn, also ex-chair of the Toronto District School Board, TDSB, said she fully supports a program that feeds children. "One of the things that I learned, certainly in my years at TDSB and representing Thorncliffe Park, is the importance of kids starting their day on the right path, and a big part of that is having a full belly," Lynn said. "This is a really crucial investment we're making in young people, and it will have long-term impacts in such a positive way. I am so proud to be a part of this initiative," she said. "Most children aged 4 to 16 don't have a curriculum during the summertime, however, their mental and physical growth doesn't take a 2-month summer break to start again in September." Susan Wright said keeping kids fed during the summer uplifts their spirit and creates a healthy mindset, which is important going into the school year. "Summer is a crucial time for children. Access to proper nutrition supports their health, keeps them active, and ensures a strong start when they return to school in September," Wright said. "When these meals aren't available, the consequences are severe. Kids experienced summer learning loss, which is the loss of academic skills and knowledge. They increasingly rely on food banks, and kids miss out on the joy of play during the best season of the year," she said. "That's why today's announcement is so exciting. I'm thrilled that Mayor Chow and the city are making this significant investment in summer food programming," Wright said. Registration for Summer Camp TO begins Wednesday, February 5 at 7 a.m. The city said registration can be completed online, but 10 community centers will be open to assist with registration from 7 a.m. to noon.